You've just installed a brand new biometric lock on the front door of your home. You could have gotten a plain lock, but you decided to go with the option that allows you to walk right in without using your key every time. The system occasionally asks you to send a quick message indicating that you're still within range. It's pretty convenient and cool. But then comes something you did not expect. The feature on the lock that remembers who you are has a flaw, and it allows people who are not you to enter your home and take away a few small things at a time if they want. You might not lose your television or couch, but it would be entirely possible for the thief to take a paper copy of your bank statement and get access to your financial information. Even worse, there is no evidence left behind that anyone used this flaw, whether they came in or what they took. Pretty chilling, right? Well, replace homes with computer servers, and this is basically what just happened with the Heartbleed software bug. Heartbleed affects OpenSSL, a very popular tool that allows service operators to encrypt sensitive information to keep it secure during transfer. This helps customers feel safe about entering their passwords and bank account numbers, paying bills online, buying merchandise from websites, and transmitting sensitive information using webmail. Instead of a biometric lock, the check-in between your computer and the server was handled by an optional feature of OpenSSL called Heartbleed. Approximately 17.5% of SSL sites had the Heartbleed extension enabled, so as many as 500,000 websites that handle encrypted information could have been compromised. Even worse, the bug first appeared in March 2012, but the first time that most people heard of it was April 2014. This means that many of the people who rely on OpenSSL for security and who use the Heartbleed feature may have unknowingly used flawed encryption software for over 2 years. The good news is that accessing computer systems without authorization like that is illegal under the Federal Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. Bad news is that prosecutions under the CFAA will be practically impossible because the exploitation of Heartbleed is undetectable. Law enforcement has to wait until someone commits a detectable crime using information stolen by a Heartbleed. Heartbleed illustrates the dangers of relying on the internet and the difficulties that can arise when the legal system cannot detect, investigate, or prosecute cybercrime. Having laws to punish cybercrime is important, but Heartbleed represents a need for more information about software vulnerabilities. A legal and regulatory regime that gives software professionals incentives to seek and disclose bugs could be very helpful for uncovering flaws like Heartbleed before they can cause substantial harm. So what can you do? The average user has very little control over the full effects of the Heartbleed bug. Because of the nature of the bug, it is impossible for users to know if any of their information was improperly acquired. The most important thing for the average user to do right now is to change their passwords, make the password secure using multiple types of characters, and use different passwords for more sensitive accounts. You should also occasionally change a password to increase the security of your information. In short, change your passwords occasionally starting right now, keep them safe, keep them secure, and your odds of weathering the next massive security bug will increase significantly. I'm Jay Kaysen.